White Stripes rocker Jack White rips Elon Musk, restored fascist Trump's Twitter account to avoid paying fair share in taxes. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 21, 2022. White Stripes vocalist and guitarist Jack White attacked Elon Musk in a lengthy Instagram post on Sunday, complaining that the Tesla CEO restored former President Donald Trump's Twitter account and claimed that Musk only supports Republicans because he hates paying taxes. "This is straight up you trying to help a fascist have a platform so you can eventually get your tax breaks," White claimed of Musk's move to restore Trump's Twitter account. "How many more billions do you need that you have to risk democracy itself to obtain it? So you gave Trump his Twitter platform back? Absolutely disgusting, Elon. That is officially an asshole move," White whined at the beginning of his tirade on Instagram. The musician went on to claim that the only reason why Musk supports Republicans is because he loathes paying his fair share in taxes. "Why don't you be truthful? Tell it like it is, people like you and Joe Rogan, who gives platforms to liars like Alex Jones, etc. You come into a ton of money, see the tax bill, despise paying your fair share, and then think moving to Texas and supporting whatever Republican you can is going to help you keep more of your money. How else could Trump possibly interest you? You intend to give platforms to known liars and wash your hands like Pontius Pilate and claim no responsibility?" White continued, referring to Musk's move to reinstate Trump's account following the results of a Twitter poll, in which the public voted for the former president's return to the platform. "Trump was removed from Twitter because he incited violence multiple times," White claimed. "People died and were injured as a result of his lies and his ego, let alone what his coup did to attempt to destroy democracy in our capital." The Seven Nation Army singer went on to claim that Trump's words do not fall under the category of free speech because his words created division and families to be broken apart. "You've gone too far and are now using your power to promote horrible, violence-inducing liars, who are taking the country and the world backwards and endangering the democracy that made you rich and successful in the first place," White proclaimed. "I am a believer in free speech," the singer insisted. "But for example, I'm not about to let the KKK hold a rally at our record label's performance stage. And if I owned a gas station, I wouldn't be selling the KKK gasoline to burn crosses either and then wash my hands as if I didn't help facilitate hatred. You took on a big responsibility with your purchase. And free speech isn't some umbrella that protects you from that," White concluded, suggesting that the First Amendment does not protect hateful rhetoric, which is false. White joins a plethora of other celebrities and left-wing activists having a public meltdown in response to Musk's takeover of Twitter and his decision to restore Trump's account. Over the weekend, music producer Trent Reznor said he needed to delete his Twitter account for his mental health and that Musk's takeover of the social media platform is an embarrassment. Other whining celebrities who have vowed to leave Twitter following Musk's October 28 takeover of the platform include Whoopi Goldberg, model Gigi Hadid, actress Deborah Messing, actor Alex Winter, and producers Ken Nolan and Brian Koppelman, among others. While Trump's account has been restored, giving him the ability to tweet once again, the 45th president suggested that he will not be doing so, stating, "Truth Social has been very, very powerful, very, very strong, and I'll be staying there." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.